You could spend the weekend doing the same old whatever, or you could conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Call from Mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome back to Grant and Danny on the Fan. We all want our teams to make the best decisions for their future, but please don't forget to do the same for yourself. The exclusive sponsor of our show, the law firm of Condori and Murad, can help. They will guide you and your family by drafting a will, setting up a revocable trust, creating a medical power of attorney. Schedule a free consultation with their estate planning attorneys at kmlawyers.com. Be sure to tell them we sent you. Mention G&D, you'll get a discount. That's kmlawyers.com. The Nationals beat the Orioles last night. They are 18-17, a shutout win over the Birds. They three-hit a really, really good Baltimore team. Jesse Winker joins us now to discuss the win and tonight's game coming up at 6:45 right here on 106.7 The Fan. Charlie Slows, Dave Jagler, pregame about 15 minutes away. Jesse's on the BetQL guest hotline. Bet smarter to beat the books. Download the BetQL app. Visit BetQL.com. Jesse, I was in the ballpark last night. The vibes were tremendous. 30,000 fans, really good energy, and the Nats finished first. How about the 18-17 Nationals?
Yeah, no, it was awesome. Shout out to all the fans on, you know, both sides, you know, Nats fans and O's fans for coming out. You know, it's a midweek game, and so to come out and show both their teams support was really cool. And then obviously, you know, it was a great win for us as a team. Trevor really, really dominated yesterday, and everybody that came in behind him, Rob, Harv, and Finney. Am I missing anyone? I think it was those.
Garcia eight. For a short time there?
Yeah, no, that's Rob.
Oh, you got Rob. Then you're good.
Then yes. You
got,
that's everybody. Yeah.
No, yeah. Yeah, those guys that came in after him all did their thing. Anytime you can shut out a team like that, it's great. You know, so hats off to them, and, you know, it was a fun one for sure.
I mean, you've been around now. This pitching, starting pitching, has been unbelievable for you guys. I think it's probably the biggest reason you guys are where you are in the standings. What have you seen from this group doing it in dramatically different ways? Trevor Williams throwing, you know, wouldn't get pulled over on most highways with his fastball at this point, but he's shoving, man. It's been great.
Yeah, no, it's they're every one of them. They're ultra competitive. The starters and our bullpen. They're attacking guys. They're keeping the. Like when we're on defense, they're keeping us engaged. They're pitching with great pace, and it's just really fun to play behind them. It seems that if trouble arises, they get out of it, and then they've really been outstanding, man. It's been so fun. They really led us this year, and it's been so much fun playing behind them.
Jesse Winker of the Nationals on Grant and Danny. What a game, what a win for the Nats last night. One of the things I've loved so much about watching you guys is how often you're running. You're taking advantage of the new rules. 61 steals, which is more than this team had over 162 games three times in the past, but leading Major League Baseball going away now. You're a big part of that. You know, the steals right before RBI knocks last night, twice, manufacturing runs. How much of a emphasis and a mindset and a philosophy is that, that's kind of a stated goal that at some point was verbalized by Davey, and how much of it is just you got athletes and it's contagious and you get on and everybody's running?
Yeah, these guys are fast, man. These guys are fast, way faster than me. But what it does, it's inspiring. Anytime guys like, you know, JY, CJ, Trey, Louis, anybody gets on base for our team, it's like they're stealing second. Laner, I forgot about Lane. They're stealing second or stealing third. And what I think that does, it's just constant pressure. It's just constant pressure. There's if a guy gets on, he's in scoring position with, and you know, then it's just, we talk about it every day, just whatever you kind of have to do to get the run in. And you know, but it's so inspiring to play on a team like this, because you just want to you want to do your part, whether that's get a guy in or just get on to try to get to the next base. So it's great, man. So much fun to be a part of.
It feels like you guys are having a lot of fun, and I know it's outside looking in, and we don't, you know, obviously we don't know anything, but there seems to be a great energy, camaraderie, and it just feels like you guys are okay with your roles as kind of, you know, I can't remember who said it last night, but you're coming from the shadows, such as it is. I love this. I love watching you guys play on a nightly basis because it seems like you're having a blast.
Yeah, it is fun. Winning's fun, right? And when you have 26 guys all in on winning the game today, that's what this is about, right? So it's fun, man. Everybody just wants to do whatever they can to help a team win. That's why you wake up every morning. And then if a moment presents itself, you just want to be prepared to the best of your ability. And then, you know, just kind of go out there and give it hell, see what happens. So, it's really, really fun to be a part of this team. Like I said, there's a great energy, every single day. Like I said, there's a ton of inspiration with just how we play. And it's really cool, man. I think everyone kind of feeds off each other in very positive ways, and it's a very good time.
Well, Nats have won 8 of 11 and 16 of 27. They're playing excellent baseball. Jesse Winker's been a big reason why, one of their leaders circuit to circuit and on base percentage and a spark plug and a catalyst for them. This season he's got 4 homers, 4 steals, and OPS over 800 through about 120 at-bats. I really enjoyed, like so many other people did, your post-game interview on Masson the other day after the big win. When you talked about walking through the Navy Yard, you were name-checking a bartender you had a conversation with. I'm just curious, you know, you're still new to D.C., and it's not like you guys get to spend a lot of time, in air quotes, at home here in the Navy Yard in the D.C. area, but it seems like D.C. and this team have grown on you really quickly. What do you make of, as someone who's pretty well-traveled now in your big league career, kind of the camaraderie of this group compared to others, and then also just the environment in D.C. that you're getting used to?
Yeah, you know, this team, it's a very close team. You know, I feel like these guys, they've like the core of this team, they've played with one another for a few years now, a couple years now. So when you come into a new team, like obviously there's familiar faces, like Trevor. I think one of the first conversations we had is how many games we played against each other. I feel like we've been in opposite dugouts for so many years, and now we finally get to share one. And what a pleasure to be a teammate of his. Like that guy's really good people, man. And it's just like, I would describe it as the vibes here are really cool, man. Really good vibes. Everyone just, like I said, everyone just wants to help the team win. So it's really, when that's the goal and that's the mindset, being a new guy coming to the team, it's really easy to get acclimated, because that's what you want to do as a player as well. So it's really cool to be a part of. And as for DC, the city, it's always been a really cool place to visit. I used to, when I was a visiting player coming to this city, I used to ride around on scooters a lot and go see all the, you know, all the sightseeing stuff. And now that I get to live here, it's just really, it's a really cool town to be a part of, man. There's a lot of Nats fans here. And it's really, really cool to just kind of walk around and interact with the people. I have found a little coffee shop I enjoy going to. I don't want to give away where it's at.
Don't give away the business.
But no, it's obviously clearly in the Navy Yard. You guys already called me on that. So. But yeah, man, it's a really good spot, really good area, and I'm very happy being here.
Jesse Winker with us here on G&D. Sorry about that, buddy. Jesse, I remember a couple years ago in Cincinnati, the Nats had a series there, and I think you went like 12 for 13 with like eight just piss rope doubles and a couple bombs and like walks, and I was like, this dude's unbelievable. And you had a ridiculously good season. Last couple years, probably you could tell me I'm an idiot. Probably didn't go the way you wanted to. I'm always curious when, you know, those kind of things happen for a player that had that such an upward ascending arc and you had broken out. You know, what goes through your mind, and then what does it mean when someone calls and says, no, we want you?
Yeah, it means a lot. Obviously, being a Major League Baseball player is such a privilege. It's such a blessing. So when the Nats called and we had conversations with them, I was just very thankful. The opportunity here is something I've been so grateful for, and the opportunity to wear this uniform has been, you know, I can't say thank you enough. You know, it's been such a privilege. It's such an honor. Every day I just want to go out and enjoy baseball and, just kind of remember like, how special it is and what a privilege it is to be a Major League Baseball player. So
did you always have that mindset, or is that something that's come with some of the struggles more recently after you were kind of on an all-star and on top of the world? Like, is that a perspective that's newer, or has that always been how you carried yourself and played?
I think it's something I've definitely learned. I think you, early on in my career, you get so caught up with, trying to stay in the big leagues and trying to prove yourself that you kind of think about, yourself. And, I think as time's gone on since I have a beautiful daughter, I had her in 2020, and ever since I've became a father, it kind of changes your mind. Just not just how you look at sport, but just kind of how you look at life, and you realize very quickly that it's not about you anymore. It's about your child, and so I think that gave me some great insight, some great perspective, and I think just a lot of you know, time and thought, and having my daughter has just kind of helped me out. And like, look, I'm not perfect by any means. You know, you're gonna have your days where you might forget that, right? But it's like it's all part of getting staying on track to the best of your ability and focusing on the collective. You know, does that make sense?
Absolutely. Yeah. Are you guys I have a daughter the same age as yours, by the way. I've got three.
Oh, yeah.
But I'm wondering.
Shout out Girl Dad.
That's right. Girl Dad season. Are you guys a Bluey family?
Bro, huge. Huge. I have a video of her on my phone. I asked her. I was actually brushing her hair. And I said, who's your favorite character in Bluey? And she goes, Bingo and Bluey.
Bingo.
Almost as if, like, I should have known that.
Right. How
like,
could you not?
I was like, look, personally, I like the dad. I think the dad's great.
The dad's
my favorite
fire.
Character. Yeah. He's unreal.
The newest dad's episode fire. They dropped where it's like 27 minutes and he, like, I was on the verge of tears as they're thinking about moving and he's ripping the sign out of the front yard. If you haven't seen that, wait till you see that. It's banging.
No, I haven't watched it yet because I hear it's actually like low key kind of sad. I don't want to cry.
It'll hit you in the feels. Don't do it when you're like alone in the hotel room. You know, do it when you got the family around you, sitting at your house. Jesse Winker, the Nats with us. All right, before we let you go, when we get players from town on the show, we always go rapid fire here to get to know them a little bit. So I'll start with the last TV show you binged.
Peaky Blinders.
Oh, so good.
How about this? We'll go. If you weren't a big league ball player right now, what would you be doing for a living?
Ooh, you know, my heart wants to tell me I'd be a hockey player.
Mm-hmm.
My lack of ability of stopping when I did play hockey would probably say otherwise. But like, if I could, I'd probably say hockey or boxing. Those are like my two other favorite sports I like watching besides the Buffalo Bills. So maybe a hockey player, maybe a boxer, maybe just, you know, I don't know, a Zamboni driver, something like that. I don't know.
That's a good gig.
Three.
It's you and one of your teammates, bad situation, bar fight, dark alley, the whole nine yards. You got to get out of there. You versus like seven or eight guys. Who are you picking?
I'm taking my boy CJ Abrams. And we're getting out of there live, by the way. It has to be one of these teammates, right?
Yes.
One of like current Nats teammates.
Mm-hmm.
Can I have like a celebrity guest teammate?
I was gonna say,
well?
Who's your all time teammate? Yeah.
It'd be me, CJ, and Amir Garrett, and we're getting out of there.
Dude, Amir Garrett going 1-on-50 with the Pirates at the edge of the dugout.
Yeah.
Still one of the greatest things I've ever seen.
Yeah, man. So obviously me and CJ Abrams are getting out of there, and then if we get to throw Amir Garrett into the mix, we're getting out of there, all of us, all three of us unscathed.
Well, Jesse, awesome having you on the show. Thanks so much for the time, man. Stay hot, and it's been a blast watching you guys. Keep it up.
I appreciate it, guys. Thank you. Have a good one.
Thank you, buddy.
Jesse Winker on Grant and Danny here on The Fan. Easy guy to root for, easy team to root for. Hopefully they get a second straight win over the Orioles over at Nats Park this evening. Speaking of which, it is time for pregame, so we've got to say goodbye. For Darris and for Ryan, great job behind the scenes as always. For Danny, I'm Grant, saying so long. We will be back at 2 o'clock tomorrow. Charlie and Dave pregame ahead of Nats O's next right here on The Fan.
Thank you for coming.
We all belong outside. We're drawn to nature. Whether it's the recorded sounds of the ocean we doze off to or the succulents that adorn our homes, nature makes all of our lives, well, better. Despite all this, we often go about our busy lives removed from it. But the outdoors is closer than we realize. With AllTrails, you can discover trails nearby and explore confidently. With offline maps and on-trail navigation, download the free app today and make the most of your summer with AllTrails.
Okay. Picture this, it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road, any road, the steeper the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic? And conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.